ambrudu de 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 santari geri baga santiri de mari gadi gari bako toto kori begeri de mangra gaga nusaka takari kasi geri de mari gandro do 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 santra gari gede do riki ri de bo shanta gari gede do baba di baba mangra gaga do bebo bo shanta gara maka toko soto kori baga gara ga opa parabo momo santiri de meri de gori akato gori ga Gado Santayaga, Papa Sukere, Papa Sankato Kere de Gagabado Sante, Maridada Santre de Oreva Sante Giaga. We worship you,
O God, we worship you.
Our Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We stand in awe of you. We bow down and we worship you, the King. You are the God of our lives. You are majesty in the heavens, creator of the heavens and the earth. Heaven, even the heavens of the heavens, cannot contain you. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. All things belong to you. Through you, all things consist. You uphold all things by the word of your power. To whom can we compare you with? Oh, we worship you. Our Maker, our Creator, and our God. We honor you. We honor your presence. We are honored by your presence. We appreciate you, God, the Father, merciful God. We bless you, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of all men, especially those who believe, you are the true God and eternal life. It's of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. All things were made by you, and without you was anything made that was made. In you was life, and the life is the light of men. You ever sit to make intercession for us, O faithful high priest, an apostle of our profession. We love you, Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, sir. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. You are a person. You are God. We give you reverence. We give you reverence. We give you worship. We give you honor. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help. Without you, we can do nothing. Our sanctifier, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. We appreciate you, Holy Spirit. Triune Deity, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we bless, worship, and adore you. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we bless you for the opportunity we have at this time to go into the Word in this interactive session. Thank you because the entrance of your Word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. We come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. As we have the privilege to share the word, we pray that a clear channel be created and maintained afresh in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow in Jesus' name, that the word of God, both in questions and answers, in sharing, will be inspired and directed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the word of God will go forth with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. By the reason of the Spirit and the Word, you will break yokes. You will heal bodies. You will meet needs. You will dissolve doubts. You will solve riddles in our hearts. You will enlighten us with truth. You bring glory to the name of Jesus and blessings to the sons of men. Thank you, because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which we ask or think, according to your power that is at work within us. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. We are not ignorant of the device of the enemy against the exact receiving and the delivery of the word. And so in unity, my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind-wandering, fear, unbelief, error, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil, or you sought contrary foul spirits. We cast you out. We destroy works resistant, bind you and break your hold over our hearts, our bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God, to go forth, take charge, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning the word and the remaining part of this service in Jesus' name. We bless you, faithful Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. That's not a super hand clap. Hallelujah.
Worship
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Miss Lewis. Praise the Lord. Can we be seated?
Moving in our midst, we worship you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for His presence. Maybe I am older. I've been a Christian since I was quite young, well, not too young, 17. And I've been to many places where I don't feel God's presence. And I'm talking of churches. Fellowship. So when I see God's presence, I appreciate, because that thing is not everywhere. Praise the Lord. It's not everywhere. So I've learned not to take it for granted. I've learned to appreciate it. Please put that thing on flight mode. Precious, that's why I don't encourage people plugging phones in the church. That's the reason. So when you see God's presence, I appreciate it. Because I've been to many places, I don't see. There are noises. There are noises. There are shoutings. But I don't feel God's presence. Praise the Lord. So when we worship, and God has been good to us in Zion City. This worship time, you actually feel God's tangible presence, and I think it's to His glory, to His grace and mercy, and you know, and also the attitude the fathers have taught us. You know, don't allow people straining church when worship is going on. Sometimes you have to tell people stay, because God deserves respect. Praise the Lord. You know, don't strong turning when things have and when worship is going on. It's not the time to be doing something else. And call here in a phone call, worship is going on. So once you maintain such reverential attitude, amen, God shows up. Amen. Like I said, we are privileged, and what you respect, you will always retain. Praise the Lord. What you respect, you retain. So let's learn to appreciate God's presence when that's during worship, and thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Two things. We've looked at the knowledge of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. So as long as I live, saith the Lord, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So we spent time to look about that, particularly knowing that that season is drawing nearer. As God is a prophecy God gave you, as long as I live, said the Lord, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So a worldwide revival in which the glory of God shall go to all the ends of the earth. Amen. And I think I said it last week. And I was listening to it again today. And it's somewhere to warn the youths about very early. Because you are in a generation and an age group where career, life prospects is quite strong. And I said, great. You're going to be doctors, you're going to be engineers, fashion designers, but you must have a dream also to carry the glory of God with signs and wonders. That dream must not be abstract. Praise the Lord. Not just the dream of making money is what is in your head. You should also dream big about the things of God. Praise the Lord. Because who are you? Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. You are created for God's pleasure. God created all things for his pleasure, including you. So you have to be having a mindset. How am I going to be pleasing to God? Amen. Because if everything is just mundane, okay, what do you want? Be a top engineer. Get to the U.S. Get a big job in a top in Amazon in the U.S. Make money. Marry in the U.S. And that's your life. And then you become 55, 60. You can't do that engineering work again. And then suddenly they put you towards retirement. At 65, you retire and they give you money. That's your life. James made us sober. He said, what's your life? He's a vapor. He just shows up and disappears. 65, 70, he shows up. The next major birthday is 60. I'm a young person, but the time is going. The world is ephemeral. Let God, his will, his plans, his purposes, let it be part of the fabric of your being. Praise the Lord. That's how to keep... This world is in turmoil. That's how to keep your peace. In the midst of it, your own allotted pot is there and you are at peace that you are doing God's will. Amen. Godliness. It has the promise of this world that now is and the world to come. That's how to navigate the murky waters of this world. Praise the Lord. So the glory of God, that God will use you. And God knows how he's going to use everybody. Some pure miracle. It's not full-time preaching. I research, I teach, I preach. It's not full-time. No. Everybody in your little place, you still have time for God. Amen. The world is dying. It's looking for saviors. Amen. So, not too interested in going to one other country and just going to make money. I want to go everywhere delivering people. Praise the Lord. Delivering people, both in Nigeria, any other place, and go. So, like I said, I know young people, everybody's career-minded, which is good. The people that go and preach are not, the people who are going to preach for God in your generation are not riffraffs. No, you are top fashion designers, top engineers, top artists, top novelist, and yet carrying the glory. Praise the Lord. Yes, yeah, so that's it. It's a top. Okay? Amen. So all the top belongs to God and co. So the knowledge of the glory of God will fill. But that's how we prepare. How do we get that knowledge of God's glory in our hearts? We talked about the seven pillars of wisdom. and that to be exercising ourselves in those things, things pastors has taught us, honesty and humility of heart, praying in the spirit, binding the devil, confess the word, read the word, meditate on the word, fast regularly, and go. So those are things, while we may not be perfect at them, you exercise yourself in them. Praise the Lord. You exercise yourself in them. We encourage ourselves on two prayers, Ephesians 1, prayers that ask for spirit of wisdom and revelation. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1, 16, 17, God give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Amen. If you don't have revelation, you won't pursue. Praise the Lord. You won't pursue. There is no drive because you're not seeing. Okay? So, and we also say Ephesians 3 prayers, 3:16, 1:16 for Ephesians 1, 3:16, Ephesians 3, that God will make us to be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man. I will become rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Please, I want to beg you. That's why we because sometimes information, sometimes when it becomes much, then people abandon all and do none. And that's why we've said, but say, please, this Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 prayers, please make sure you do them daily. Praise the Lord. Make sure you do them what? Daily. Spirit of wisdom and revelation, and then to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. So, let's do them daily. We talked about that. Said, we quoted a scripture about over a 2 or 3 weeks period, 2 Corinthians 4:6. God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. Praise the Lord. So, that's the... I hope that scripture is on, because it's from... We'll soon go into the interaction. Please, if you need to write your question, if you don't, write it down. But we have to interact. For God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. That's the born again experience. Many of us have that. Amen. No, there's no self-righteous man at all. Forget it. No, the Bible has convinced us all our righteousness are like filthy rags before God. So when we give our life to Christ, or when we surrender to Christ, God will command the light to shine out of darkness and shine in our heart. It just means that heart was a heart of darkness before. Amen. But that command now talks of a higher, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Amen. This one, that's all linked together with, as long as I live, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea. Amen. So that's the encouragement that our life is for God's glory. God's glory will be made manifest in our lives. Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to start getting ready for. Because whether we know it or not, there is a seismic, you know, seismic is earthquake. Seismic shift in the earth. And the prophets have been, they've been saying it. I mean, I've been in this church for over 30 years. The prophets have been talking about this. It came in trickles. And then suddenly, it happened as if it was a political thing. And now it is becoming full blown. The trickle started 20, 30 years ago. When you're saying, there's going to be a massive invasion of revival in the Middle East 20, 30 years ago. The only thing it could be then was a prophecy. 20, 30 years ago, the Middle East was completely conservative Islam. Conservative. There was no Dubai. There was no... All conservative. You can't bring Bible there. And then came the Gulf War in the 90s. The Iraq War. And with the Iraq War, the Kuwait needed America's help because Iraq had taken over Kuwait. The Americans went there with soldiers and Bibles in camouflage, covered with camouflage bags, with thousands, if not millions of Bibles. I say, and that light of God's gospel is light. With time, you start seeing Middle East with scientific advancement, cultural liberation, westernization, development started coming. And then as Trump was leaving office, subtly, Bahrain, Oman, some countries, United Arab Emirates, signed an agreement with Israel. And it looked like, how can this be? It was like people woke up suddenly to say, where did it come from? And now, Saudi Arabia and Israel say they are going to sign a peace accord. Then we now remember 25, 30, anyway. It's coming in our time. It is gradually coming. And we just need to be aware. God is preparing us. That one, I'm convinced. Stay more alert and focused. And don't be sleeping. Praise the Lord. In spiritual hot times. Amen. Because all that prophecy, the whole staircase to climb to that prophecy is being built. Gradually. Gradually. Amen. So, the wise shall inherit glory. Shame shall be the promotion of fools. So, and we try to explain all that those, the wise virgins and the foolish virgins, they were all God's people. Those who took heed to these things, exercised themselves in it, we end up being wise and inherit God's glory. And the foolish, they are God's children, but the glory comes and they are not candidates. So, and Bible said that when will not be ashamed at his appearance. So God releases glory, but you can be a vessel for it and go. And that will not be a portion. We are training vessels of honor, vessels of glory in this place. Amen. So we can take the gospel to the ends of the earth with distinction, with signs and wonders, with our careers being used as a... So God uses our career, God uses our intellect, God uses everything he has given us. We have the prosperity, we have the zeal, the health, and go to publish the glory of God around the world. Amen. Okay, so comments, questions, additions. Please, an interactive session, and don't let us change it from being that. If you have any question, any comments, David, are you saying I should bring the mic? Should I bring the mic to you? I'm asking. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. So, I remember last week, right, you were talking about something related to identity, about being the last born in a family, and it doesn't necessarily place you as per, like, because you talked about in the Jewish culture that there were the first child always got double portion. So when, like, I was thinking about it later, I saw that it had to do a question, had to be, there was a question about identity. Because, like, me, I'm last born in my house. So it's like me looking at myself that, okay, my older siblings are here doing this and everything. That doesn't mean that I can't achieve things that are great. Because I remember you talked about David, when Samuel came to the house, his father's house, and he wanted to appoint the first son as the king, then God said no, until they went to go and look for a shepherd boy that was looking after his father's sheep. So, like, he spoke to me because my name is David, so it was like a affirmation that I have, like, places to go to, that I don't need to, like, belittle myself, that God has, like, a plan for me. So, and I believe that it's also the same for each and every one of us as Christians in Christ Jesus. Thank you.
The Lord. So, that scripture in Psalm 89, God talked about Christians who are maturing and building up themselves, that He is going to make them His firstborn. Can you give us that scripture? And I will make him my firstborn. Psalm 89, maybe 25 or 26. 26, yeah. So God said, I will make him my firstborn, greater than the kings of the earth. And we said, the firstborn inherits the double portion. And that with God, the firstborn is not just born first, but born into the family and qualifies with maturity. Praise the Lord. I mean, Jesus was firstborn and he got the firstborn double portion. So it's good. So if you are firstborn, you are still expected to qualify. But you can be middleborn or lastborn once you take your spiritual life seriously and you develop and mature. God makes you qualify. So God's idea of firstborn is a Christian, but he lives a life of maturity. God makes him, that person, his firstborn. And then that's because what happens in the end time, God wants to bring the double portion, the latter rain and the former rain together. That's the fulfillment of that. The firstborn will inherit the double. Amen. So, it's like God is raising a firstborn company. Amen. Firstborn company. And it's not that the only those born first. No. It's they are born into the house and they qualify. Amen. Once they qualify, spiritual maturity, they don't live a life of indulgence, a life of sin. Reuben was born first, but lived an indulgent, sinful life. God just bypassed him. Judah got firstborn inheritance. So Joseph got like a firstborn anointing. So you are born, once you are born, those were samples to show that the important thing is that once you are born into the house and you live a life of spiritual maturity, which that's what I said, exercise in these seven pillars. Okay, Ephesians 1, prayers, revelation, knowledge, Ephesians 3, to be rooted and grounded in love. Once you're on that path, God will make you his firstborn. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other? Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, so last week you were talking about the ways to inherit the glory of God. And number one, you said practice the seven pillars of wisdom. And then the second one was staying under covering.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dwell on the second one. A lot of people come out of covering by wrong attitudes. And one of the wrong attitudes is wrong attitudes towards your parents, physical parents now. Even if, of course, yes, your spiritual parents, you should have good attitudes towards them and stay under covering. But then as your physical and biological parents, especially Christian ones, there's an office. They're not just your parents. It's a spiritual office. And when you have wrong attitude towards them, that's why the Bible says that honor your father and your mother, for you will live long. That's the first commandment.
And it shall be well with you.
Sorry. So that I shall be well with you. And yes, so if you dishonor your parents, maybe they said something you didn't like, or even if there's a scripture in, I think, Ephesians 6. Okay, yes. Even if the next scripture that says, fathers, do not
provoke
your children to wrath or to anger. Even if your parents are provoking you, it doesn't justify you dishonoring your parents. So you have to ensure that you honor your parents and stay under covering. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. She deserves a good hand. Young people, problem with your parents is a loophole that will drain you of all your honor. Don't even allow it. Are you listening to me? I'm even talking physical parents. They are not Christians. They are not. Let me start from there. Agreement and honor, they don't have to be opposite. The man is father, he didn't care and everything. Keep quiet. In your heart, this man brought me to this world. When I knew nothing. What did you know when you were 2 weeks old? 4 weeks, 6 weeks, uncle, nothing. Okay, maybe something along the way, something that went sour. Honor. Your father shows up, you stand up. He says, honor your father and your mother, that I may be well with you, may live long on the earth. I always talk to someone. He says, look at what my parents did. This is that. I said, I won't say all those things they did were right. But the only thing I want to tell you is, honor your father and your mother that I may be well with you. There's no way you can throw that stone. You can't misinterpret it. You can't rewrite it. It has no eraser or an antidote. Praise the Lord. Then, not to talk of, you have parents who are Christians who pray for you. Oh, that's your big, it's your big paycheck to all the blessings that you are going to inherit on this earth. So just honor and thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, the truth in life is this. Nobody. The Apple, Microsoft, HP, all those things kept building on from one type of computer, HP, later it came to Microsoft, it came to Apple, it now came to phone. Nothing started with one person. Everything just kept expanding and kept expanding and kept expanding. You had great-great-grandfathers. They were not lazy. They probably had land or had inheritance passed over to your grandfather. It helped him to pay your father's school fees. He sold that inheritance and paid fees. Your father went to London and schooled, came back. And then he had one house, and then later that house now becomes the family property. Things always continues. Nobody just woke up and owned everything. It wasn't designed like that. Praise the Lord. So the point I'm trying to make is that there are many good that our parents do, that the blessings of the good that they did, they cannot even be alive long enough to inherit the good. It just comes on you. That's the reality. It comes on you. And that's why I say, when you have parents who pray, who pray for you, or who have even been praying for you, in which the prayers, they are stored up and they are still waiting for great answers for you in the future. You don't want to delete all this, what has been stored with dishonor. Don't even go there. And what the devil knows that. And always tries to trick people to go into offense and go and more importantly, spiritual parents who at least we see their faithfulness 40 years of praying and go, what 40 years prayer? What they are praying for? I mean, God spares their life, but generations, some people are not born who are coming to benefit from those prayers. So you now just enter the scene and say, who are they? No, you just don't understand that you never appeared by yourself. You're a product of a chain. And you yourself will now later become in the middle and be laying it down for another generation. Praise the Lord. I said something. Thank you, Sarah, for that contribution. I said something last. I said, covering is a channel of mercy. It's the channel of mercy. So staying under covering is just designed so that you have a mercy channel. Because God, what is he? He is a merciful God. So which point out is mercy from one generation to another. So don't interpret it that God was merciful to this generation. Then later God was merciful to this generation. In a way that is true. But God stored mercy with one generation. And that mercy kept pouring down through that first to second. And as you can see, God's mercy is down the generation. Praise the Lord. So, and just as a caveat to end up with you, you should also be asking yourself, particularly those of you who are born into Christian homes, because sometimes you take it for granted, who your parents have a history of praying even before you are born. Be asking yourself, how much prayers are you laying down for your own generation to come? That's it. How much prayers are you now, in your 20s, laying down for your own generation to come? So, don't just be a spender of the resources. You add to it. Praise the Lord. You add to it. You use it as a, you use it to grow all the prayers and God that have been coming. And then you to expand on it and then benefit your own next generation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Any other?
Good evening. I have something to add to.
Yeah, male and precious.
Okay, so last week you said something about exercising the seven pillars of income. I want to stay with the word exercise. What exercise means that you do it as often as you can remember. Okay, so like most importantly, God checks our hearts and he will help us when we let him know our weaknesses. That okay, oh, you forgot to read your Bible yesterday. You wake up this morning, ah, God, I didn't remember yesterday. God, help me today. Like, you're honest to tell God about it, that please help me. God will be reminding you, telling you, okay, now you're free. Check your phone. Open that app. Do this. Like, so I believe it's all about honesty. Our hearts, we need to be honest to acknowledge the fact that, okay, I want to do it, but God, you need to help me. And frequently, you pray in the spirit as God leads you. We are rushing to classes on the road. You can be praying. Like there's no excuse not to do it. There's always a way out. That I know. There's always a way out. If you cannot pray in the morning, the evening, there's always time. There's always somewhere. One way God will just find a way to tell you, okay, this time you are free. Then pray. The Lord help us.
Amen. Just give him a hand. That's not theory, that's practical. Praise the Lord. That is what? Practical. Once there is a will, there is a way. Amen. There is a way. What you should always caution yourself for and ask yourself, whether you have become that person that takes God for granted. Because that's the wrong place to be. They're always talking down. Watch that heart. You see, there's one of, oh, I'm tired. Okay, fine. But when you think, and you just, it's a wrong heart, and you need to adjust it. A cry for mercy, God never denies. That's it. It's plenteous in mercy. So a cry for mercy, he never denies. So, I need to read my Bible. I need to pray. I need to do my Ephesians 1 prayers, Ephesians 3 prayers. Many times we don't hit 100%. But don't stop doing it. Praise the Lord. But he used one word. He said you just need to be honest about it. And that's why honesty is pillar number one. A honest person, not that he's doing it, but he knows the importance of doing it and wants to. And acknowledges when he's not doing it. God is okay. And God will help. Praise the Lord. It takes time to grow spiritually. God knows that. And that's why pastor says we need long life. It takes time. It takes time. The sin nature in the flesh opposes. But once there's a willingness, you get gradually better. That sometimes we have questions in our hearts. Sometimes it takes years for God to explain it to us. that, ah, okay, and it was true, and all this while I did. It takes years. So God sometimes, he gives us the time. The person God can't help is a dishonest person. That one, you tie God's hands. God shows you, you say, no, no, no. You see it again, you say, no, no, it can't be. Since I believe this, I cannot change my mind. Ah, you are not God. Why can't you change your mind? If God can show you something. Because God is ready to help anybody. I mean, many times we don't know many things, most things. But if God is showing you and you say, no, I want to stick to what I believe. I don't want to take what God is showing you. That's where God has a big problem. Because everyone is a free moral agent. Okay? So, and sometimes that's why we suffer some unnecessary tribulations. Because if God really loves you, how the pastor put, some things that we can't obey by instruction, we obey them by affliction. It happens to everybody. One way or the other, God will say it. We say, Bible says, God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man heareth not. But God loves you. The prodigal son, he finally had it. I'm sure the father said it, but he didn't hear. Ah, okay. I will go. Ah. But finally he had it. Amen. But he was honest. Excuse me. He was honest. If he was dishonest, he would say, ah, after I've told my father, so I can't go back. Oh, I would prefer to just stay here. That's a dishonest person. Because God had brought him to enough humble state to see that, ah, a guy said, come. My father's house, even the servants, the bread is enough. In short, more than enough they can throw away. Then I'm perishing. I will return back. And I'll say, Father, I've sinned against you. Once honest, you could always be helped. So let's just be honest. It's not the I didn't do it yesterday. That no, God wants no. It's to say, ah, God, I don't want to continue like this. Please help me. Cry for mercy. He never denies. He's going to give you the help and the direction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, enjoying today's interaction. Any more? I think we can take one or two more.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Sir, I'm upstairs.
Ah, okay. Mo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'll start with what Siva said. But I'll read the inverse. There's a scripture in Proverbs 20:20 that says, he that curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we've been praying about the polemia, Ephesians 1 talks about revelation knowledge. So you can't be despising your parents, either physical or spiritual, and be expecting God to give a revelation. Because it literally says that one's lamp will be put out, not just in any place, in obscure darkness.
Mm.
Basically, that is destruction.
Yeah.
And also, I will jump to Daniel 11, verse 32, where it's a popular scripture. It says that those that do know their God shall be strong and carry out exploits. But I'll start from the beginning. It says that those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That was a prophetic word given to Daniel. Basically, it was talking about the corruption that was going to come to those in the world. But it now said that those who know their God will be strong and do exploits. The word exploits there don't just think of doing great things for God. First, think of the fact that there's going to be corruption. So the exploits there is the fact that you are going to overcome the corruption that is coming from the world. So it's like a two sides of a coin. First, the corruption within, and then the corruption without. And it's only those that know God that will be strengthened enough to fight the corruption that is coming from the world and also dominate the one on the outside. And like I said, if you're walking in dishonor towards your parents, there's no way you can get light. If there's no light, there's no knowledge. If there's no knowledge, there's no strength. If there's no strength, definitely it's going to end up in defeat. And also, if you look at this scripture again, like Paul said at the beginning, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 1 talks about knowledge. Ephesians 3 talks about strength and love. And eventually at the last verse said that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Because in these days, it's the fullness of God that is going to empower us to do the exploits that God wants us to do in whatever field or sphere of influence He has allocated to each and every one of us. And it's not about position in the family. It's always about whoever is ready. Always about whoever is ready. God shows Himself strong on the behalf of those that are upright and perfect towards Him. So it might be, like David said, like Prof said, using David as an example, the last born, but then eventually it was like the first born. It wasn't like God planned it that way. The first just didn't qualify. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and even the seventh. So God is always looking out for something. And it's best that we know what He's looking for. In David, it was a man after His own heart. So we just need to prepare ourselves and position ourselves such that we are continually after God's heart, excavating the impurity in our hearts, becoming more like Him, gaining strength. As I round up, I'll end the scripture in 1 John. John said that, "I write to you, young men, because the word of God abides in you, and you are strong, and you have overcome the wicked one." Again, the word strength and overcoming, that is sequence. I believe it shouldn't be broken. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give David a hand. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our God is a merciful God. Praise the Lord. God is, we cannot misrepresent Him. He is merciful. He gives people time to repent. More importantly, the one I want to say now is that He shows Himself to everyone. So that, now I used to say this to in Zion City very well. I said, there's nobody God doesn't speak to. Nobody. One way or the other, God gets across to everybody. One way or the other. It's just, you are not the one that will make that decision that, do I want to heed to what God said, or I don't want to heed to. But that you are devoid of God's help. No. God doesn't leave any of His creation alone. One way or the other, He speaks to them. And that's why we encourage ourselves to be honest-hearted. The more you are, you will, one way always, God will get across to you. Praise the Lord. And then you now know that, I think this is what God wants for me. And then you take the action. Praise the Lord. It starts from small things. And then later as you continue like that, a time comes when God shows up again, you say, that's how God showed up the last time. That's how God shows up. If I do contrary to you, I won't say, that God didn't talk to me. I think this God... That's how we get better. We get better. Praise the Lord. So that later, it's easy sometimes. It's clear what God always wants you to do. But God stays with people in the process. Stays with people. But we make that process... I keep hearing that. God stays with people. So you stay with God. Praise the Lord. God doesn't give up on people. Amen. It really... He holds our hands to lead us along so that we can be partakers of His glory. Amen. So, He's a patient God and He's a merciful God. And He'll always reveal the truth to us. Bible says God, I don't know whether they were talking about. It was Daniel described God that He dissolves doubts and He solves riddles. Praise the Lord. One of those is dream interpretation. I said, that's God. He dissolves doubts and He dissolves riddles. No riddle is tied up, but God dissolves it. So what He wants is clear. So He solves riddles, He dissolves doubts. Amen. Any other, I think we'll take one more, even though I think we've about reached our time. Is there anyone more? Is there anyone more from anyone? Okay, so I think we thank God for how He has helped us today, God is preparing a people of power. Amen. He's preparing a people of praise. So, that will stand by His Spirit and declare God's own special ways. Remember what I told you about this Saudi Arabia and Israel trying to sign. That thing is not just physical. It's spiritual. What has been prophesied is suddenly coming to pass in our time. It's going to lead to a revival. The Middle East now become a place flooded. If Middle East is flooded with the glory, what is Northern Nigeria? It's once that seed blow, what's Northern Nigeria? What's Mali? What is Sudan? What is there'll be no strength. Praise the Lord. God knows what is. God is attacking it from the head. He's attacking it from the head. And this has been prophesied 30 years, 40 years. And go. All that place is going to be filled, bombarded with the gospel and with the glory. Amen. It's coming to an end gradually. This whole God wrapping it up and go. Let me just encourage us. 30 years, 35 years, 40 years is short. Is what? Is short. So, don't waste 5 out of 40. Don't waste 5. Don't waste 10. 30, 40 is short. So, all these Ephesians 1 prayer, Ephesians 3 prayers, doing your confessions, praying in the Spirit, get yourself, be exercising yourself, get yourself ready. Amen. The Boy Scout says, be prepared. Because suddenly it may come. Everything we do is to be prepared. Is to be prepared. Maybe I'll just hit on what David said. Because it's relevant. The world is becoming filled with corruption. Everywhere they tell you now is you need corruption to succeed. Nobody wants to work hard anymore. Everywhere, America, Nigeria, the whole thing. Go and see America. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants welfare. Everybody wants to take drugs. People that are homeless will now enter into a compound of someone's house and say they must leave. It's their right to leave into your compound. And you're having problem now driving them out. There's chaos everywhere. But I have analyzed life, particularly in Nigeria, but everywhere. I with all humility, I always tell young people, I say, well, you can say things that maybe you have read. I have lived in Europe. I have lived in the US. And now I live in Nigeria. There are only two things: God and hard work. Finish. That's it. Unless you be somewhere with money, with immorality, or be somewhere with insecurity, and there's confusion everywhere. God and hard work. With that, you'll be able, anywhere God puts you, you'll be able to distinguish yourself and do it excellent. God can take anybody to anywhere. Just take those two principles with you, wherever God takes you to. Because there's corruption everywhere. Be diligent. Do your career properly. Make sure you are anchored in God. And there's nobody knows where God is taking him to or her to. Nobody knows. Nobody. I tell myself to that. I said, you are gradually getting to the top peak. But I know there's something else. So I'm just waiting on God. Because I don't know where God is taking the next level to. So, just keep faithful with God. Just keep faithful with God. And things will always blossom. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayers. I don't know, mistress, we need to look for that song. God is building a people of power. God is building a people of praise. David, you know the song? Sarah, you know the song?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Let's surrender to mercy. God, have mercy on me. Give me the grace to exercise myself in righteousness. In Ephesians 1 prayers. In Ephesians 3 prayers. Help me to exercise myself in praying in the Spirit. Help me to exercise myself in reading the Word. Come and have mercy upon me. To stay under covering. Spiritual and natural parents. Particularly, natural parents who pray for me. Help me to be a doer of your word and not a hearer only. Give me wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Strengthen me with might by your spirit in the inner man, so that Christ will dwell in my heart by faith. And I'll become rooted and grounded in the love of God. God's presence has been here from the beginning. And His presence is definitely still here with the power of the word. These are transforming words. Pray them, echo them to yourself. God, transform me. Transform me in righteousness. Transform me for your glory. Make me your firstborn. Help me to qualify as a child in the house and as one who is maturing in the love of God. And I'll be among your firstborn armies to take the glory of God to the different parts of the earth. Help me to play my own part for your glory. In my life, let your name be glorified. God, you are building.
God, you're building a people of power.
Yeah.
God, you're raising.
God, you're by your spirit
that will move through this land by your spirit,
and will glorify your precious name,
and will glorify your precious name.
Let's rise up.
Build your church, Lord. Make us strong, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom of your Son. God, you build him. God, you're building a people of power.
God,
you're making a people of praise.
that will move, that will move through this earth by your Spirit. And we glorify your precious name. We'll glorify your precious name.
Build your church, Lord.
Build your church, Lord. Make us strong, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord. Through your Son. Make us one. Father, I thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light. Brethren, let's pray to God. Let's say it. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. I come, honesty and humility of heart. So thank you for what I've had today. I reaffirm my belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I receive him afresh into my heart, reconfirming my belief in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, fill me afresh with the power of your Holy Spirit in the inner man and cause to flow out of my spirit, rivers of living waters. Help me to pray in the spirit, to read your word, to confess the word of love. Ephesians 1 prayer for revelation in Jesus' name. Father, help me to be doer of the word and not a hearer only. In Jesus' name, amen. Rosa kataka baba babash. Baruskata kato baba babarike, makroto santa kata baba beketo baba bari baba gasante, makroko kostere lele kesiketo batregeges, marika sontre bebe koto shaga bragaski, rebebe sonto baba Bruno sandala, pepe kito brabo shante kebebe kisi, mondro bekeste kebraba bashanda gaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.